War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right. Now, last night, Trump forced this story into the mainstream. And what's funny is now we have other videos from people in Springfield, Ohio, and then police reports. This issue has actually been going on for months, but nobody's been really covering it. I mean, we've covered it here. And then it really went viral after that city commission meeting. And then it got even more viral after a couple of reporters went out there and got some eyewitnesses. Taylor Hansen has gone out there and just done a great job talking to people that live there. He's joining me now from Springfield, Ohio, where this happened. And so last night, though, Taylor, I think Donald Trump forced this into the mainstream. And when he brought up the Haitians in Ohio eating the pets, the geese, whatever it is that's going on. And look, we have the images, we have the videos, we have the police records, we have police phone calls, we have the eyewitness accounts. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming here. But okay, I'll throw it all out the window and I'll just pretend like I'm a low information Democrat or a no information Democrat that like Kamala Harris thinks that the whole thing is fake news and cackles about it. You've been there for 24 hours. I think I've seen you've done at least 3, 4, 5 interviews. I mean, I've lost count. You've been just pumping them out all day. What have you witnessed? What have you seen? What are the people in Springfield, Ohio saying, Taylor Hansen?
The best way to summarize it is mass amounts of outrage from locals. And not even while I'm interviewing people. I mean, the interviews that I publish, they speak for themselves. A woman finding a decapitated pig head in Snyder Park, which is where these Haitians are apparently going and snatching up these geese and then using them. The locals seem to think it's more on the side for, you know, voodooistic rituals, as that is the kind of predominant religion that is practiced in Haiti. But I mean, it is true. Everything that I've been documenting, I mean, I'm talking to the locals. These locals have no reason to lie in my mind. And, you know, when you do an interview with somebody, if they, you know, hesitate, sometimes they, when I talk to people on the street, they go, well, let me think about that answer. With these locals, you don't get that. They have these answers right there in their brain because they've seen this stuff firsthand. And that woman, that interview that you just briefly popped on screen, I mean, she was the one that found the decapitated pig head. She said she doesn't leave her home without a pit bull and a handgun nowadays because of the crime that's taking place. Her car rate insurance has skyrocketed, and I've heard this countless times, because there are crashes from Haitians every single day that are happening on the roads of Springfield, and most of them aren't even insured. And, you know, it doesn't even stop there. You know, it continues to sexual assault, to using the bathrooms in public, to using display toilets in, you know, local community stores. I mean, I've never heard or seen anything like this in my entire life. And then, you know, last night at the debate, the moderator, if you could even call him that, he says, oh, no, you know, we talked to the city officials. They say none of this is happening. But while I'm on the ground here, he's saying that I'm talking to these locals and they're saying, no, this is happening. We need help here. And this is literally directly, they're all blaming it directly on the Biden administration because they are the ones that have given them protected status here in Ohio.
Well, and I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm some sort of an expert on local government, let's say, power and infrastructure. But the city manager, he said officials, but the only person they could cite was a city manager. And from my understanding, the city manager is more in charge of infrastructure projects, bridges, streets, roads. They're not going into police reports. They're not going into local communities to find out what might be going on. They're just, you know, roads and grids and maps and stuff like that. So, I mean, okay, it's not officials. They had one guy, a city manager. So this whole thing is blown up in their face now. No doubt. They all have egg on their face. And, you know, here's what it is. When we talk about the geese, it's like an American thing. You go to a park, there's geese, there's ducks. People like to feed them. It's just part of our culture. It's part of our thing. We got geese. We got ducks at our parks. You go to a park in Brazil, they have capybaras. They go, they like to hang out with the capybaras. They're all sitting around hopping in the lakes. So it's like if somebody comes up and starts doing that, that's like an affront to our culture. That's an affront to American culture to go kill these geese, kill these ducks. But they don't know any better. They're not assimilated to our culture. They eat animals in Haiti. They see an animal running around, they hunt it down to eat it. And so they just get dropped in the middle of Ohio, and they bring this third world culture. They just see a goose. They're like, oh, that's my next meal.
Yeah, well, and it's insane because the amount of money that they're receiving in EBT as well. I mean, the amount of locals that have complained to me that, one, they can't find jobs because they're being replaced by these Haitian workers that are coming in. And two, whenever they go to Walmart, if it's on a day where their EBT cards get refreshed and they get this money again in their account, they literally, these Haitians are going and they have 5 to 15 in a single house. So they're going and they're quite literally clearing out Walmart, and people can't even buy groceries here if it's that time of month. So they all have to rush to Walmart when they know that the Haitians, their EBT cards are kind of refreshing and they're kind of out of money for the meantime. And it even goes to the extent that landlords are literally trying to aggressively buy out American citizens' houses here in Springfield, Ohio, so that they can then sell them to the Haitians and then have 5 to 15 Haitians living in one house because they know that they can get paid more for renting or selling a house to these Haitians. And you see it. I mean, I am in the South Side, which is where the predominantly Haitian population is. And you walk outside and it's nothing but Haitians. You don't really see any white people in this area. And it's crazy because the city has recently they spent $2.5 million. And you go down where the city hall is at, it is a beautiful place. And it's predominantly white folks. You have some Haitians kind of intermingled with them, but the architecture is beautiful. Everything about it is gorgeous. But and then you literally drive outside just a few miles to the South Side. And I don't want to compare it to slums. I've definitely seen, you know, much worse conditions, but the houses are breaking down. The houses are decaying. You know, people are Haitians are literally sitting there with 5 cars in their driveway, multiple of them wrecked. And this is just a normal thing out here. So it extends so much farther. And there's a culture clash that we're seeing out here that, you know, I've talked to so many locals and they're saying, no, like these people need to assimilate to American culture. But instead, our city officials are telling us that we need to be accepting of their culture and allow them to be who they are. And they need to be able to practice their culture here, which is absolutely madness. You know, immigrants historically have come to America because they want to be a part of American culture, because our culture is superior. We're a civilized society. But then when you throw in 20,000 people in an area that in a civilized society, in a civilized culture, and they start snatching geese up at parks, and they start driving you know, these cars and wrecking them on a daily basis. They don't have insurance, and it's just hurting locals around them because they're crashing into them, skyrocketing their insurance rates. The police aren't really able to do anything about it because they don't have insurance. And I've seen this before reporting on illegal immigration. You know, in Colony Ridge, it's basically a city of illegal immigrants in Houston, Texas, pretty close to where you guys are at in InfoWars. And there is
That's the new development project. That's the new development project they built, and it's nothing but the non-citizens, right?
Exactly. Well, and they all drive around. They don't have driver's licenses. They don't have insurance, and they get in car accidents every single day. And then, you know, Texas DPS will roll up on them and say, oh, well, you know, maybe you can show up to court this day. And then they don't show up to court, and there's nothing they can do. So this is exactly what you're starting to see kind of manifest here in Springfield, Ohio. And multiple of the locals that I've actually had this discussion with, they feel like they're being treated as second class or even worse than that citizens. I mean, they are being prioritized at the very bottom. And we're now prioritizing, at least the city is, illegal immigrants over actual American citizens. So it's absolutely crazy out here. And the fact that mainstream media isn't willing to come out here and actually do the groundwork, talk to the locals and discuss what's going on and actually investigate, that's all people need to know.
Well, of course they're not. They're not going to the middle America. They're not going to these communities that aren't big cities or coastal cities. That's all they care about. They don't care about the middle Americans. But you know, you just hit on the biggest issue here. And this is what needs to be, the average American needs to understand this and really think about this when they vote. An illegal immigrant, an illegal criminal border crosser, is now the number one priority of the U.S. government. Now, you can get into the whys. Do they want voters? Do they want to collapse the economy? Whatever it is. That's a fact. If you want to drive a car, you have to get insurance and you have to have a license. Unless you're an illegal immigrant, then the laws don't apply to you. If you're an American citizen, you need to have money for a down payment and a good credit score, not if you're an illegal immigrant. So let's focus on that with Taylor Hansen, our guest, who's in Springfield doing the work, not like David Muir, a Democrat hack, a bum.
Supple.
supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out. See how great it is. And then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack, but you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Infowars.com/show.
How long have you been a resident of Springfield, Ohio?
75 years.
75 years.
I've lived in my home 48 years.
Wow, okay. And we kind of had briefly spoken off camera about insurance issues. I mean, literally a beater car driving by with his wheel about to fall off as we're talking. And problems with, you know, people driving out here, how it's dangerous, people are getting into crashes. Can you speak on that a little bit and your experience with it?
Well, I mean, we have maybe 3 to 4 a day, every day.
Crashes a day?
Of Haitians. Yeah, of Haitians. That's not even Americans. That's Haitians. And our insurance rates have went sky high because of it, because of our zip code. I've never, in 60 years of driving, I have never had a ticket. Had one accident when I came off an exit ramp one time in the wintertime. I slid on ice, and it was only my car. And that was like 15 years ago. I couldn't find insurance last week when I called around. 4 hours it took me to call around and get insurance.
You think that's because it's such a high-risk area when it comes to the accidents?
It's a high-risk area. Absolutely. They had raised my insurance $200.
This last go-around?
Yes, in just 6 months. I got raised $200, but I pay every 6 months. And
all right, so you're just seeing part of Taylor Hansen's interview there, and he's got a lot of them. There's going to be more coming. Go to his X account, Taylor Hansen USA, and you can see all his work and more to come. And by the way, maybe we'll get to this in a second. It's good that you are still on X because you have been censored from YouTube. So that's a whole nother story. We don't need to go down that lane today, but it's good that you're on X because you just had your stuff pulled down from YouTube. But this is what we were going to the break with, and it's the most important thing to me. Clearly, it's not for debate. The policy shows it. The execution shows it. It's right in front of our face. Non-citizens, illegal, alien, criminal border crossers are the number one priority of our current government. They get more welfare than Americans. I mean, they get their whole lives for free. They get to break the law. Americans don't. I mean, the laws don't apply to illegal immigrants. And they get more welfare than any other American citizen gets now. So the message is clear. Illegal, alien, criminal border crossers are the most important priority for our government. I mean, like you were saying, the people in Springfield are outraged. They're offended by this. Every American should be.
No, you're completely right. Well, and we've seen it time and time again. It's not just here in Springfield, Ohio, that they're being prioritized. I mean, look at New York City. They're literally taking over hotels. They're assaulting police officers. And then when they get released with no bail, they're flipping off the cameras and fleeing to other states. They're cooking rats on shopping carts in public. They're getting EBT cards out there. I mean, they've completely taken over New York City. The same thing is happening in the hotels in Chicago. And then you look at Colorado and Aurora, Colorado, you have Trendaragua, a Venezuelan gang, which is also in New York City, quite literally taking over apartment complexes with no repercussions. And the police and the local officials, just like here in Springfield, are actually saying, oh, no, this isn't happening. There's no evidence it's happening. And then you have actual reporters that want to do on the ground work, go and investigate. And it shows the complete opposite. It is happening. I mean, in San Francisco, the Hondurans are quite literally setting up fencing operations. The local gangs go and steal and shut down these local operated businesses. They steal all the goods. They sell them to the Hondurans. And then the Hondurans sell them on the streets. And you have the same thing going on in Texas. I mean, this is a nationwide issue. And the closer that we get to election season, this has been nearly 4 years of open borders, and now we're starting to see the repercussions. You have American citizens being murdered. You have American citizens being raped. It's affecting our economy. It's affecting every facet of life. And if it's affecting a small town in Ohio, what makes people think that their city isn't next? I mean, it's ignorant to say that every state is not a border state now. I mean, even I live in Utah, and I see the repercussions of what they call them as the new Americans. That's the new inclusive term that the government is using for these people. I mean, people can't afford insurance. People are getting crashed into. People are literally dying. And the government is actually just like, oh, yeah, let's just prioritize these illegal immigrants over American citizens. And let's not even address the fentanyl crisis, which is literally a direct cause of the cartels that we refuse to deal with that are then funneling these illegal immigrants in. And then the NGOs are being paid and federally subsidized by the government. So the government is in on it at this point. I mean, this is the government's fault. It is the intentional planning and destruction of America. And you can't really say anything otherwise than that with all the evidence that's been presented. And today, you know, speaking of accidents and the insurance rates, later on, literally right after this, I'm in the middle of editing a video compilation. I just did a sit-down interview with Anthony Harris. He was the guy that went viral at the city council meeting talking about the accidents and the Haitians grabbing the ducks and cutting their heads off. I sat down with him today and did an interview, and I have a bunch of crashes that he's documented. He is out there documenting 3 to 4 Haitian crashes a day in this small town of Springfield, Ohio. And I want to be releasing some of that crash footage. But we have literally a two-tier justice system. And for some reason, I don't know why, the government seems to love illegal immigrants and hate the American citizens.
By the way, it's 100% true. Because I actually talked to the gang member drug dealers in prison. the Mexican cartels work with the United States gangs to bring in the fentanyl, and they don't bring in to sell the fentanyl. They bring it in mass. I mean, huge fentanyl shipments, and then they lace all their other drugs with them to make their other drugs stronger so that they can get a bigger profit. I mean, you know, you're sitting in prison. These guys find out you're a reporter or whatever. They want to tell you their story. So, I mean, they gave me all the details. 100% that's what's going on. 100% the cartels are bringing it in and then getting it to the other gangs here in the U.S. that are then lacing their products with it and selling it. So, you know, a lot of them do end up in prison, but it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop the flow. And so, wow, okay, so you sat down with the guy from that viral video. You know, look, I have nothing against Haitians for existing. It's really sad what's been done to their country. Their country's been looted by people like the Clinton Global Initiative. And so it's really sad what's happened there. It's truly one of the worst countries, third world hellhole. The average Haitian IQ is like 65, okay? So when they come here and they get these, I don't know, do we know how they're getting cars? I mean, my point is, it's not surprising that they're running into walls, running into fences, running into street lamps, running into each other. I mean, folks, these people are almost literally retarded. And so they're just given these vehicles. They can't even drive them. How do they even get the cars?
So it depends on the car dealership. But from what leads I've uncovered, I mean, at least, you know, I'll refer to what was going on in Houston, how the illegals were getting the cars there, is they dropped all credit requirements and they say, hey, you give us $500 to $1,500 down and you just make a monthly payment, we'll give you any car you want. And that's exactly what was happening there. And that seems to be what's happening here. And, you know, I haven't verified this lead yet, but I've heard this countless times from people on the ground that they're quite literally these car salesmen from a few dealerships in town are going with these Haitians to the bank. And then the bank is making sure that the loan will be approved. And then they work through it with the bank. And then they get whatever car they want. And, you know, they are literally crashing these cars almost immediately. And you can't even blame the Haitians at this point because it's the people that are bringing them over here and giving them all these things that they don't literally understand. I mean, they were throwing them into a brand new car. The driving test, you know, is basically done in a different language. They don't actually really have to physically take the same driving test Americans do. And a lot of them don't even have licenses or insurance. They just buy a car. They're not required to when they actually buy a car from a car dealership. Every single car dealership in America, if it's an American citizen buying a car, it has to be insured when it leaves the lot with you. That is not the thing that is going on when these Haitians are buying cars. So they're buying a car, they're having the requirements dropped that normal Americans would have to go through, and then getting that car without insurance and then crashing into people that have insurance, and then the only people that suffer are American citizens in the end.
Well, and then the insurance provider raises its rates, as you've documented. You know, this is a huge lead for you. I'm sure you'll be following up on it because we already know that the U.S. government, the U.S. taxpayers, are subsidizing housing for these people, helping them buy houses or stay in hotels or apartments, whatever the case may be. So, but it sounds like the trail you're on here, they're subsidizing them to get cars. I mean, that's what that is. They're using whatever money they're getting for their welfare to buy cars. So again, like, oh, the car dealerships love it. We're moving all these cars off the lot. They don't give a damn if they wreck it the next day. And by the way, they pulled up the policy. If you're a non-citizen, thanks to Obama and DACA, all you need is car insurance. You don't need a proof of citizenship. You don't need a license. You don't need any documentation. I mean, for you, you have to have two forms of proof of residence and two forms of an ID and car insurance, but not if you're a non-citizen, of course. I mean, folks, if you get pulled over, you drink two beers, you're going to lose your license for like 2 years even, or you're going to have to pay huge insurance rates. Oh, but if you're an illegal that can't read and is not a citizen, don't worry. We got a car for you.
No, it's insane. And one thing I'd like to touch on before the segment ends is it goes.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're almost out of time. So just hold that right there. We'll come back. We got 5 minutes after this. So we won't make you rush out your answer here. Taylor Hansen, actually on the ground in Springfield, Ohio. You know, the Democrats say it's not going on. No, they're literally scooping up geese from the park and cooking them on the open barbecue. I mean, so there you go.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.